From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Quebec City, Canada, say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. Six people were killed, eight wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned as, quoting now, a terrorist attack on Muslims. Mr. Trudeau issued a statement saying his country values diversity and religious tolerance. U.S. President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau on Monday to offer his condolences. President Trump took to Twitter Monday to say reports from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly indicate all is going well in the implementation of his executive order on immigration. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The White House says only a tiny fraction of those entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters Monday 109 people so far have been stopped from entering the U.S. out of 325,000 foreign nationals who have entered the country in a single 24-hour period since the ban was imposed.
The president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat.
There was confusion among travelers over the weekend as officials scrambled to implement the new order. Protesters took to the streets across America to protest it. Human rights groups are vowing to take legal action against the order. President Trump has signed an executive order cutting regulation on businesses. The president held a closed-door meeting at the White House with small business owners before the signing. This is VOA News. President Trump says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The nine-member court has had one vacancy since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia. Former President George H.W. Bush has been discharged from a Houston, Texas hospital. He had been at the facility for the last 2 weeks, being treated for pneumonia. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Iran has conducted a ballistic missile test. He says the U.S. does not know the exact nature of the test and is studying the matter. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly condemned the test, calling it a violation of a United Nations resolution. He said he would bring up a possible renewal of sanctions against Iran when he meets with President Trump at the White House February 15th. The British government has rejected calls for rescinding an invitation for President Donald Trump to visit the country. Opposition to the visit arose after the president's recent order temporarily banning some immigration. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson told Parliament Monday Mr. Trump's order is, in his words, divisive, discriminatory, and wrong. But he rebuffed calls to cancel Mr. Trump's visit.
The incoming president of our closest and most important ally should be accorded the honor of a state visit. And that's supported by this government, and the invitation has been extended by Her Majesty the Queen quite properly.
Prime Minister Theresa May also said that the Trump visit to Britain would go forward. There are reports that as many as seven people were killed Monday in renewed violence in Ukraine's separatist eastern region. Fighting has increased over the last several days between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko urged German Chancellor Angela Merkel to step up economic sanctions on Russia and then cut short a visit to Germany when the violence broke out. The Russian Paralympic Committee says its request for a partial lifting of a doping ban on its athletes has been rejected. It says the board of the International Paralympic Committee voted to continue the ban, which will prevent Russian athletes from entering qualifiers for the Winter Games next year. The Russians had offered unspecified guarantees in order to have the ban eased. Russia barred from last year's Paralympics over reports of widespread drug abuse and a subsequent state-backed cover-up. Belgium has sent airport bombing suspect Mohamed Abrini to France to face charges in connection with the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. Abrini was turned over to the French for a day to be indicted on the gun and bomb attacks that killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others November 13, 2015. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.